Hey guys, I wanted to kind of catch up with you. Anyone that wherever you are listening, whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening, I was listening and it kind of struck me about the bright, shiny object syndrome. So I want to kind of go through that today. So what I want to be able to share with you is that a lot of times, just and myself included, you know, you tend to want to jump on the next shiny object, this next new idea. And, you know, I've been sharing with you some of the techniques and strategies and using Facebook and using direct mail and using the follow-up procedures and everything else like that. And a lot of those ideas are very good, and they will get you results, like the Facebook Live and those components that I had mentioned to you in other podcasts. But what I want to try and dissuade you from is the whole bright shiny object where you keep jumping from one new idea or one new thing to another. And I say that because one of the dealerships that I'm working with right now, you know, if they don't see immediate results with like a Facebook ad or an Instagram ad or, you know, some other strategy that they're using, they'll just table it or sunset it. And I'm like, wait a second here. You know, that doesn't mean it's not working or that it's not effective. It just means you need to tweak it a little bit here. You know, so they'll quickly bypass an opportunity. For instance, you know, the Facebook Live. I was sharing with them how the Facebook Live works and how they can incorporate it to sell more vehicles. And they thought that wasn't going to be really successful. They need to be able to do these radio, TV, billboards, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, look, just try it. Don't you know, look at it just from a one or two ad component and garner that it's not successful. You've got to at least try something for, you know, a period of a few weeks or months to really kind of get a good handle on whether something's effective or not. Now, that doesn't mean that if you're going out and doing a 10,000 piece mailing and nothing comes back, you want to continue to do that. You might want to tweak it out. You might want to tweak the heading. You might want to tweak whatever it is. But something that doesn't go out of style is the fact that if you're using your own customer database and staying in contact with the customers that are already people who know you, who have done business with you, who gave you money, if you have a service department, you know, what's your follow-up procedure? Are you calling up the customers beforehand to remind them about the appointment? Are you calling them up after the appointment or during the appointment and letting them know a little update? And then once they leave, do you follow up with them? Or while they're there, offering them maybe some options on some other vehicles that are in the lot, new or used? You know, I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, I've done that in the past where we did service on vehicles, and while they were waiting there, we were able to talk and just engage in conversation and actually sell them some vehicles. I myself actually purchased a vehicle. I went in and my car needed some work, and turned out that the work was a little more extensive than I thought it was going to be, and ended up purchasing a vehicle. You know, from that, because it was going to cost about $3,000 or $4,000 to fix, and I could have gotten this car, and they just were running some promotions and some specials, and it really worked to my advantage. So I say this in that if you set up a process and you stick to that, instead of just looking at the next bright, shiny object and jumping from one strategy to another, focus on something such as your customers, such as your own existing database of names. And I think I've mentioned to you in another podcast that one of my clients, they have close to 12,000 customers and only about 250, 300 names of email addresses that they can email. That can't happen. You can't have close to 12,000 customers and over 25 years in business and That can't happen. So hopefully, you know, you understand. But I don't want you to not go back to just the basics, to blocking and tackling. You know, if you're going in and you're looking at different strategies, by all means, look at different channels for advertising. But if you're seeing something that's not working, that doesn't mean necessarily that it's not going to be effective. Don't just jump onto the next new channel. At least explore it so that you can get an empirical or statistical evidence of it working or not working. And it's so easy, especially in today's day and age with the digital factor, where we have cars.com and Carvana, where you can buy your car online and have it delivered to you. All those are examples of what you could look at and kind of make your own determination to the best way to find those customers. And the best start would be your own existing customer base. I say that all the time because they're already an asset in your arsenal, because they've already dealt with you. They've already given you money. They purchased a vehicle from you. And to not have the opportunity of staying in contact with them, why not create a newsletter? You know, if you are, or maybe you are creating a newsletter, why not create maybe a weekly or monthly or daily, if you want, podcast about being an owner? Why not, you know, of a car from your dealership, what they can expect? What's different about what you're bringing to the table over somebody else? You know, those might be boring and strategies that you think are just old school, especially the direct mail capacity, but that's something that's not going away. Everyone has a mailbox. You know, when you have an email, people may not open that. You know, they might see something coming from you if they even have the email address and they're sending you an email. There's no way to be able to verify. And now there's some strategies, and I'll go through that in some other podcasts, where you can actually track their open rate. And some of you guys have that with like Dealer Solution or Vin Solutions or Dealer Socket and some of those other, and that's what I'm talking about with the bright shiny object syndrome. At the end of the day, guys, all we're trying to do is sell more vehicles and have good, happy customers. And the best way that we can do that is by staying in contact with them. And, you know, what about, and I heard this morning, and I was listening, and that you guys have heard me before. If you don't have an Audible account, which is the audio books, get one. It's like $15. It's really inexpensive, and you can get all of your books that you can then put on an app on your iPhone or your Android. It doesn't really matter. And you can listen to books on your phone or on your car stereo or at home. It doesn't really matter. But this Over Deliver book, and I can't remember the author, but the name of the book is Over Deliver, and I was listening to it, and they were talking about Christmas cards in July. And the idea is that don't just do cards for the holidays. You know, whenever the mood strikes you, send a card or send something out to your customer without the intent of getting something back. Give openly. And that's what I'm trying to do when I'm sharing with you some of these strategies through this, you know, car dealer sales talk podcast. Look, I don't want to hold anything back. I genuinely want to give you as much as I possibly can so that you guys have success. You know, he was mentioning, and I can't take credit for this. You know, I was an Orioles fan, or I still am an Orioles fan, but he was talking about how one of his favorite players in baseball was Mariano Rivera. And if you guys aren't familiar with him, he was a Yankees closer, and he was actually a Mets fan. And why he liked Mariano Rivera was because he was always trying to help. Even his competitors, even guys that could take his spot on the team, he was always willing to give and give and give. You know, they always say, you know, a tide raises all ships or raises all boats. And that's the way Mariano Rivera looked at it, is that he wants to give back to baseball what baseball was able to give him. And that's huge. That's such a great way of viewing your life, because they say, you know, your life, you get out of life, you know, your job and the money, but your life is what you give back. And so I'm trying to give back openly and honestly strategies that I've found to be successful through my years of doing this. And I'm not some king all be all. I just know some ideas that I think might be helpful for you down the road. and I get caught up in the next bright, shiny object. You know, maybe I want to jump on, you know, the Instagram. Maybe I want to jump on Pinterest. Maybe I want to jump on, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just jumping from idea to idea to idea before you give an opportunity of seeing whether or not it's successful. You have to allow the opportunity to present itself and to really get a good gauge of whether something is or is not successful. And doing it once or twice, that doesn't show whether something is or is not successful. You might want to tweak it some way. You might want to look at something. You know, the copier, when it first came out, it took over 20 years for that to actually take hold. Now, I'm not saying wait 20 years, but the idea before Xerox actually ever purchased it was the fact that, you know, no one's going to want a copy machine because, you know, who will be able to even understand this machine or use it? And the same with the sewing machine. You know, the sewing machine, you know, they, when it first came out, they're like, well, this won't work because women won't want to, they won't know what to do with all the free time that they have. And even the telegraph, you know, when Alexander Graham Bell was trying to get investors, they're like, who's going to want this object where you have sound coming through a wire? You know, all these, you have to have understanding and perseverance. You're always going to have naysayers. You're always going to be tested. And it's those people with the resolve of getting the job done, which in this case as a dealership is selling vehicles. You will come up. You just have to answer and ask better questions of yourself. Instead of why am I not selling any vehicles, you want to ask yourself, how can I sell more vehicles? What can we do to allow ourselves to get to 20 vehicles, 50 vehicles, 100 vehicles, 500 vehicles, 1,000 vehicles? You know, you have to look at it from that perspective. So hopefully this is helpful for you, because I am absolutely very guilty of the bright, shiny object. And at least admitting that might help you out and understanding nothing that you think is so easy. And sometimes something where you have major success, you ride that too long without testing it against something else, and it suddenly goes away. Or the algorithm, you know, the Google algorithm all of a sudden slaps you and you're no longer in the front of the search engines. Or maybe, you know, this just happened recently on Facebook where all of our ads were declined because now it had to go under a new review and it had to go under a new category. And for those of you guys that run Facebook ads, you know what I'm talking about right now for auto dealerships. So look, if you guys have, I keep saying, if you have questions, hit me up, let me know. Hopefully you guys are finding some interest with this, and I'll take care. Have a great night. See ya.